This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
In the real world, aggressive lane weaving, triple-digit speeds, and road rage aren't part of a winning strategy to get there quicker. They can be quite deadly. The California Highway Patrol is deploying a new generation of low-profile, specially marked patrol vehicles, SMPV for short, to crack down on what only can be described as video game-style driving on our highways. The vehicles have minimal markings that distinguish them as a cop car. The CHP logos will adorn the sides of some vehicles, but sirens are integrated inside. All 100 high-performance patrol units will be strategically placed along California's busiest high-risk roadways, and it began in the month of May, continuing through June. Highlighting the goal to blend with the traffic, these vehicles, which are Dodge Durangos, outfitted with the Police Interceptor high-performance package, will mostly stick to common private vehicle stock colors, ergo the camo or stealth CHP. I'm Mike Dale with Feature Story of the Week. Joining me to talk about this unique program to promote highway safety is CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division, which covers the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Sergeant, welcome to Feature Story of the Week. The statistics are alarming, and we've been reading about them in the local press here. Over 390,000 crashes annually in California, and nearly 1,000 daily reports of reckless driving. When did this program actually begin?
So our specially marked patrol vehicle program actually started back in the 80s. So this is nothing new for us. And really the concept, the idea behind it is that we all know that if we're out driving and we see a police car, a marked police car, light bar, all that, right? Everybody around us seems to be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Their hands are at 10 and 2. They're not on their phone. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. But we as officers aren't so naive as to believe that as soon as we take an exit or make a turn, that every single person out there is continuing to drive the way they should. So with these specially marked patrol vehicles, this program allows us to blend into traffic a little bit easier and find these people that are driving like that.
Now, is this completely a statewide program?
Yes. So the specially marked patrol vehicles have been deployed statewide. And to be very clear, this is not a replacement of our fleet. This is not, you know, area offices don't have, you know, an entire fleet of these vehicles. This is simply one, at the absolute most, two vehicles in an area office that are there to be used in addition to our regular patrol fleet.
Now, I can attest to the reckless driving going on I-5, the corridor between San Diego. I'm driving around 70, 75. Sometimes I push 80, I will admit. Quite frankly, I see this reckless driving constantly where people, it seems to me, are going 95, 100 miles an hour. When you talk about patrol cars and then planes in the air, how often can you tag these people?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of different tools, and really that's the best way I can really think to describe this new vehicle, right? This is an additional tool that we can put into our fleet that allows us to do our job. So yes, we really, our job as officers, as patrol officers, is to learn our area, to know our area, and then to try to figure out what tool kind of works best for us to get our job done. And let's be very clear here. Our biggest metric of success as far as us doing the job correctly, it's not the number of tickets we write. We receive no funding from tickets that we write. Our biggest metric is actually the mileage death rate. And I'm touching on this because you mentioned crashes. And so for us, we look at areas where we have high rates of crashes, where we also have we know there are high rates of people driving recklessly. And so we can use this tool just like we can a regular patrol car, an airplane, a helicopter to deploy to that area and help us accomplish that goal of slowing people down.
I'm Mike Dale. This is Feature Story of the Week, and you're hearing the voice of CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division here in NorCal, which covers the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Of course, we're talking about this statewide program. Sergeant, you said in the initial top of the interview that this program has really been going on since the 1980s, but now it's making a big splash in all the local press. So why is that? Is it because of the Dodge Durangos with the, I don't want to say camo or stealth, it's just stock colors of these vehicles, right?
It is, and that's the biggest thing. Yes, these are manufacturer-colored vehicles. They have contrasting markings on the doors that are the traditional California Highway Patrol emblems. But yes, the rest of the vehicle, as far as there's no external light bar, there's very few markings outside of the vehicle that readily identify it as a law enforcement vehicle. Now, to be clear, we're very conscious of the requirements that we have under various different laws and codes that regulate how our vehicles have to be marked, which is why there was a lot of design that went into these vehicles. So, it's something new for us right now, but it's not something new to the department. And I think most people out there, too, have also seen our all-white patrol vehicles. Pretty much every office has had those. I've been on 15 years. Every office has had those since I've been on the department. So this is just kind of a different version of that.
So you really wouldn't call this a pilot program when it comes right down to it. It's been going on for a while. And then, of course, you're being deployed in the busiest areas of California, I-5 being one of them. I know because I drive it a lot. But I'm sure you can't tell me where the other areas are, right?
We have 100 of these what we call specially marked patrol vehicles that are deployed across the state. So they are in almost every single area office. Now, to be very clear, these vehicles are only deployed, should only be deployed on multi-lane roadways around the state. So you are going to see them out, just like you just mentioned, I-5 is a perfect example. You very likely will not see one out driving around on some of our two-lane rural West County roads throughout the Bay Area. That is not the intent of these vehicles. As we mentioned, they're out there to blend in with all the traffic on these multi-lane roadways and catch these aggressive drivers.
Can you give us any statistics on how it's going so far, or is it too early in the ballgame?
For us, it's too early in the ballgame. We are looking at that. I can tell you, anecdotally, I can say that it's a successful program. I mean, I can tell you that when we go out there and we're just sitting in traffic, the things that we see when people think we aren't around are exactly what we're out there trying to find, and for all of us, we aren't on duty 24 hours a day. We drive to and from work in our regular vehicles. And I have to say, one of the most frustrating things is when you spend 10 to 12 hours patrolling and there's nothing going on around you. And the minute you get back on the freeway in your personal car, all of a sudden, you are seeing people driving 100 miles an hour, passing on the shoulder, weaving in and out of traffic. Having these vehicles, again, bringing this program back, something we haven't necessarily done like this in quite a while, but bringing it back is just another tool that we can use to accomplish our mission, slowing people down, catching aggressive drivers, and ultimately keeping people safe out on the roads.
That might even be a corollary of Murphy's Law, Sergeant, when you everything's quiet until you get off work and then all hell breaks loose again. Let me ask you this. One of my pet peeves also is following too close in the car in front of you. And, anyone who pays attention to this knows, even at only 60 miles an hour, it takes about 300 feet for your car to come to a complete stop. But I am shocked on I-5 at the amount of drivers who are going bumper to bumper at 75 to 85 miles an hour.
Yeah. And again, I'm right there with you. Actually, I will say that following too close is probably my biggest pet peeve. I'd have to sit here and really think about it, but my driving pet peeve, I do not like being tailgated. And it's more than just the amount of time it takes to slow down. We can add in perception and reaction time. We know that somebody will not react in time. If you slam on your brakes and they're 20 feet behind you, even by the time their brain even registers that you slammed on your brakes, it's too late. So yes, this is another one of those vehicles. While not in this patrol vehicle, but in one of our all-white patrol vehicles. I can personally tell you, patrolling in that in the past, one of my biggest things was pulling over people who were tailgating me, not realizing I was a police officer. And then, you know, when they go to pass me or I move over, then all of a sudden they realize. So, yes, tailgating, you know, swerving in and out of lanes, passing on the shoulder is another thing I would say we've seen a fair amount of. Just incredibly reckless driving behavior that these vehicles allow us to observe and stop.
CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division. We're out of time for Feature Story of the Week, sir. Thank you so much for your time. And hopefully in a couple of months, I can feel free to call you back and arrange another interview to kind of see how things are going and how we're progressing on the safety concerns here in California with reckless driving.
Absolutely. Anytime.
The new CHP Stealth Program to protect us on our roads and highways. For Feature Story of the Week, this is Mike Dale.
KHMB correspondent and contributor Mike Dale with our Feature Story of the Week. And on a personal note, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen crazy, life-threatening drivers and wished I was an officer in a CHP cruiser. All those beautiful fantasies. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Up next, the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. You're listening to the one and only community radio station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hello, this is Frank Vento, your hometown realtor. I'm excited to share with listeners of KHMB Radio that I've been serving clients' needs on the Coastside since 2001, with hundreds of lives changed the past 18 years. We've also seen shifts in the real estate market. Over this period of time, I've built strong relationships in the community and around the country. So if you plan on selling or moving out of the area, I can help you find an agent to help you find your new home. Or sell and move here if you're listening online. Looking forward to serving more clients now and in the future. I'm Frank Vento, broker associate at Intero Real Estate. Call me at 650-888-9900. That's 650-888-9900. Or online at frankvento.com. That's Frank, V-E-N-T-O.com.
BRE license number 01321362.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
In 2009, the Time Machine travels back 16 years. Do you remember these stories making news on the Coastside? Well, a little history from the Half Moon Bay Review. City Council considers $15 million in bonds. Mayor says this is the biggest event in history of Half Moon Bay, facing a $32 million in debt. The result of a settlement with the developers of Beechwood Housing Project, the City Council has voted to in-debt residents of the city for the next 30 years. The interest on the bond could cost the city $16 million alone. And biker survives. Rain and a stubborn cow. 1,000 bikers endured a light rain and a cow that parked itself square in the middle of the path of contestants participating in the Pescadero Coastal Classic Race. Open Space District set to expand Coastside acreage. Director of the Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District are considering buying two properties on the Coastside that would add 7,000 acres of their holdings. The district is a government agency charged with protecting open space in the long term. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. It's almost parade time already. Stop by the pub if you want to participate and be part of the old-fashioned 4th of July parade, held on July 4th at 12 noon on Main Street, or go online at hmb4thofjulyparade.com and download your forms. Our parade is a small-town Americana at its best. The feeling of pure patriotism is contagious. Don't forget the Lions' annual pancake breakfast next to City Hall on Main Street. It's delicious. And any proceeds go for great causes. Flags, a flying, horses dancing, cars to show, and floats a floating. The participation has grown over the years, and it's a heartwarming feeling of our Main Street with people celebrating the 4th of July. A funny thing happened this year regarding our Grand Marshal. We asked a very prominent person in our community to be Grand Marshal, and for whatever reason, I believe she's going to be out of town, she had to reluctantly pass. So this year, our board of directors decided, let's choose someone we all know. And they're choosing my mom, Adora Palmer. That really makes me happy, Mom. This should be great. She'll be there. She's helped so many nonprofits over the years raise money for different causes. She's the head docent up at the Johnson House, which gives tours every single third Saturday of the month. So I think it's well-deserved that my mom, Adora Palmer, is our Grand Marshal. So we look forward to seeing you there at the parade. Hope you all come and keep calm and parade on. 2009, an ongoing financial crisis and recession, which began in late 2007, continues, with many calling it the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s. House prices decline and unemployment increases. Governments in the United States and around the world are pumping trillions of dollars into the financial system and economies, hoping to avert another Great Depression. Barack Hussein Obama becomes the 44th president of the United States, and Michael Jackson dies in a strange circumstances, bringing the worldwide outpouring of grief. U.S. Airways Flight 1549 is struck by a flock of Canadian geese after takeoff and crash lands in the Hudson River after a successful landing by Captain Sullenberger. What is the cost of living like in 2009? With the average income of $39,500, average cost of rent is $675. A postage stamp is 42 cents. Driving to the post office will cost you $2.73 for a gallon of gas. A pound of bacon, $3.19. And a movie ticket is $7.50. And two of the most popular movies this year are Harry Potter, The Half-Blood Prince, and Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. On the 2009 music scene, some high school friends formed a pop rock band. They had a mostly underground following in Chicago basements and clubs in their early years. Here's Plain White Tees with their top 10 hit, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125,
This Malibu singer-songwriter has produced 22 hit singles, 7 albums, and 22 music videos. Here's Kobe Kelly with number one hit, Falling For You. The time machine stop at next week. I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
I am Jill Jacobson, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. We feel so fortunate to be based in this wonderful, generous community and are so grateful to our many donors and volunteers. As you may know, vehicle donations are a way to support nonprofit organizations. I'm excited to share that BGCC has partnered with CARS to make the donation process easy. We accept all motorized vehicles, running or not, including cars, trucks, trailers, boats, and even golf carts. The process is completely free to the donor, and your donation is tax deductible. Just think, your old clunker could provide after-school tutoring or support a Cunha sports team. To learn more, visit our website at bgccoastside.org. Please remember the Boys and Girls Club when you are ready to get rid of an old vehicle. Thank you.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Today's show is on flea and tick control. Later in the show, I'll talk about an experiment I performed on my dog, Jeffrey, and the results. Don't worry, nothing creepy. Jeffrey's still the same big furry beast he's always been. When battling these blood-sucking pests, you can go the natural route, the more traditional route, or a bit of both. When it comes to fleas, you want to treat not just your pet, but your home and even your yard. For ticks, treating your home isn't as necessary. For your yard, typically cutting down tall weeds where they like to hang out is usually sufficient. To treat your house for fleas, there are several options. If you want to go the traditional route, you can get flea bombs for your house and carpet and upholstery spray made by Advantage. Advantage also makes yard spray. We carry all of these products at Kibbles. Alternatively, you could try a natural approach. At Kibbles, we carry Flea Busters powder, which is completely non-toxic. It's a desiccant and will kill fleas and eggs within 2 weeks. If you don't shampoo your rug, the treatment is usually good for a year. You should also wash all pet and animal bedding and or sprinkle with Flea Busters powder. We also sell diatomaceous earth, which can be sprinkled on your carpet. This is a natural pest deterrent. It's also great for chicken coops. If you want to treat your yard naturally, I would suggest garden variety diatomaceous earth. We only sell food-grade diatomaceous earth at Kibbles. It would be way too expensive to use that in your yard. You can find the garden variety at your local nursery. To treat your animals for fleas and ticks, again, you can go natural or traditional. We carry Advantage and Advantix for dogs and cats. These products are pesticides that only go into the fatty tissue of the animal and are considered extremely safe. The vets carry more options of similar products. Now we get to the interesting part, natural flea and tick treatment for your pet. This is also where I reveal the experiment done on poor Jeffrey. We haven't had a problem with fleas, but the ticks have been awful. We live in the country, and when we walk down the street, the weeds are teeming with ticks due to all the deer in the area. When Jeffrey is done with a walk, he will have 20 or more ticks on him. And those are just the ones that we find. Even after picking them off and not walking down the street, myself and everyone working at Kibbles was picking off at least 10 ticks a day. At this point, I wasn't using any traditional pest control on Jeffrey. I was using the Earth Animal Flea Collar and was giving him a supplement. After speaking to the Earth Animal rep, I upped my game. I added the natural spot-on treatment and doubled the internal powder. The maximum dose of the powder is for dogs 75 pounds and larger. Well, Jeffrey's 130 pounds, and the ticks are awful, so the rep suggested I double the dose. I also diligently sprayed Jeffrey down with Earth Animal Flea and Tick Spray before every walk. And the results of the experiment? With no pesticide treatment, and using every flea and tick product Earth Animal has and suggests to use, we've only been finding one or two ticks on Jeffrey. Typically, they aren't attached. Are the natural products foolproof? Absolutely not. But they seem to be doing a really good job of cutting down the problem by at least 80 to 90%. I think that's awesome. If you have a pet that is old, ill, or has an immune deficiency, or like me, you prefer the natural approach, then I would highly recommend you try out all the Earth Animal Pest Control products. Earth Animal Flea and Tick products are on sale for 25% off this month at Kibbles. Remember, you need to use all of them together or they won't have a big effect, especially this time of year. So, in spite of being experimented on, Jeffrey is happy, almost completely tick-free, and smelling so good from the essential oils and the Earth Animal products. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Hello, neighbors. This is Kurt Harris, Development Director at Coastside Hope. We're excited to announce our Buy One, Give One summer campaign to help us replenish our pantry for neighbors in need. Each week, we will highlight items that are in high demand. Our hope is that if you're out buying these items at New Leaf, Spangler's, Safeway, or even Amazon, you will consider buying one or more for your neighbors. We will announce a new item each week on social media, so follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Nextdoor at Coastside Hope. To start, we are highlighting breakfast and lunch essentials to replace school-sponsored meals that students may lose now that school is out. So if you're buying a box of cereal, lunch packs, or other meal items, please consider buying some for your neighbors. Come visit us at our new location at 248 Main Street in the heart of Half Moon Bay to drop off your donation. And keep checking socials for more items in the upcoming weeks. We look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Today's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health comments right after this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
What is the best vegetable? What is the most nutriently dense vegetable that you could eat of all the vegetables you eat? Which is the most nutrient dense vegetable? Well, here it is. It is watercress. You've probably heard of watercress. Some of you may eat it all the time. I don't know. If you live in a nice area and it's a virgin, area, a watercress goes along the banks and little streams and stuff like that. Or you can raise it, I'm sure. Every time I see watercress salad on the menu, I usually order it. Watercress salad. What I'm going to do now is start looking for it in the stores and see if I can buy it and you put it in my salad. Watercress is a fantastic vegetable. We have to call it a vegetable. And it is nutritionally dense, high in chlorophyll, lots of good vitamins and minerals and things that most vegetables don't have, because if you can get watercress, you want to eat it if you don't have any problem. It shouldn't be hard to digest. It's not like a big meat thing. You don't have to have a lot of hydrochloric acid to digest it. Watercress would be a wonderful addition to your diet if you can get it. Eat high quality foods. If you watch television and you see football games or other things like that, you're going to see 90-some percent of all the foods advertised are no good for you. They're no good. Will probably clog you up, cause you more disease and colds and flus and various things. I mean, some very serious things. We all need to protect ourselves. Here's what I'm worried about. Long-term things that you're doing to your body, to your kidneys, to your liver, to your heart, to your brain, things that you're not doing for yourself. A little bit of exercise, not a lot. You don't have to do a lot of exercise. You don't have to be a marathoner. You don't have to run 25 miles or, you know, or even 10 miles a day or anything like that. Just moderate exercise, a little walk, a nice walk, a few blocks, a mile. If you don't walk, you can do some of these pedaling things where you do some exercise like that. You can move your arms and wave your arms and breathe deep. All of those things are very useful and very helpful. We can do a lot of those things. We can do so much for ourselves, brother, that we don't do. We all know better. I know better than to have that. I know better than to drink that. I know better than to eat that than we do. So take care of yourself. Eat well. Stay well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel. On the Carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels, in for Mike Dale, with a tribute to Brian Douglas Wilson, born June 20th, 1942, Inglewood, California. They often called him a musical genius for his writing, pop, harmonies, and vocal layering. Here is our tribute to the legendary Brian Wilson.
Life goes on and on, like your favorite song. What we feel inside on this wayward ride. If we could find a way, if you would only stay, if we could hold on to this feeling and this beautiful day.
If everybody had a dollar across the USA.
This is the unmistakable sound of the 60s and the man who produced it, Brian Wilson.
A pushy, pushy blonde hair, surfing USA.
Surfin' USA was one of many successful singles for his band, the Beach Boys.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy bun here, surfin' USA. Outside, outside, Santa Cruz and inside, outside, USA. Inside, outside, USA. Inside, outside, USA.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations.
Across the music industry and the fans he had globally, there are many paying tribute to him tonight.
He had an exquisite sense of harmonies. There is not a day that goes by without my playing a Beach Boys song. God Only Knows is probably number one on my personal hit parade because of its insight into the love between two human beings.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life will still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God
God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
By the mid-1960s, Wilson had formed his own style of pop music, and with hits like God Only Knows, and Wouldn't It Be Nice on the track list, the album Pet Sounds has become known as one of the greatest records of all time, though it was almost never released.
Well, I think it's a good album. I don't know if it's one of the best. It's probably our best album, though.
It was a bit of a battle, wasn't it?
It took 3 months to make.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of hard work to do, and we did it, yeah.
But the label didn't want to do it originally, did they? So this
the was label didn't want to put it out.
Mm.
They thought it wouldn't sell.
How wrong they were.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up?
sins, but for the silly. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. Had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
Here are the Beach Boys.
They sold 100 million records with countless number one hits.
Surfing USA.
When we saw that Surfing USA was in the top 10 in Israel, that's pretty remarkable.
A pretty big deal.
And he was the brains behind it all. Brian was married twice and had 7 children, including Carney and Wendy Wilson, 2 of the members of the music trio Wilson Phillips.
One, 2, 3.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I'm taken for lost and gone, unknown for a long, long time.
In one of our final interviews, Brian told us
that admiration and respect for you from other artists, what does that
mean? Well, I hope that they can learn from my music. I'm proud to think that they can be inspired by my music.
And God only knows what I'd be without you.
Brian Wilson was 82 years old, but forever the ultimate beach boy.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song.
Genius also came Wilson's darkest challenges. From the early days of the band's success, he struggled with his mental health. But his influence is audible in the music of the generations of artists who followed him. Brian Wilson was a composer whose original sound won over millions of those who heard it.
Thanks for joining us on Coastside Carousel and a special tribute to Brian Wilson. I'm Jay Michaels, in for Mike Dale.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the minds of many today, government is a purely secular institution and is not in any way to be joined to religious principles. The result is that too often our public policies are now enacted without any consideration of their spiritual consequences. However, the Founding Fathers believed that even a political act should always be examined from a spiritual viewpoint. For example, in his inaugural address, President George Washington declared, "We ought to be persuaded that the favorable smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." President George Washington believed that the blessings of heaven would reside on this nation only so long as its national policies embraced godly standards.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.